It's amazing how fast the week rolls around,
isn't
it?
It's Friday.
It's Friday already. Wow. Well, I'm grateful for it. Hope you are as well, because it is 5 p.m. and it is time for American Hit Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a regular listener and if it's something new to you, hang out for a while. You might enjoy it. What we've been doing for a long time now for in our How Music Changed series is picking a topic and really going deep. And we've been doing that now with Pink Floyd for quite a while. It doesn't feel like we've been doing this for almost half a year, but it's quite apparent that it's true. This is part 22 in our series. We got one left after this, and that's it. That'll be the end. So as we near the end of our Pink Floyd series, I chose to move things along as quickly as possible at this point. I mean, so therefore, this show features 5 albums and only 9 tracks that I'm going to play. 4 of the releases are by Roger Waters, who became fairly prolific in his old age. And the other one is a David Gilmour album. Now, I confess that I really hesitated to spend money on most of the releases featured in today's episode. I mean, The Wall, again, we've already covered it twice. Like, yet another David Gilmour live album? We just did that last week. Roger Waters narrating a Stravinsky piece? Like, what? You know, it all felt like way too much redundancy or irrelevance to the average Pink Floyd fan. Why would anybody need a third or a fourth version of something that was already beaten into our consciousness? So I call this series How Music Changed. So it isn't ironic, or isn't it, that in order to tell the complete story of Pink Floyd, I must cover the same things over and over again. I mean, that was certainly my thought before listening. And I made these purchases while gritting my teeth. I admit it. But I got to admit, I somehow found myself surprised by most of the content. Yes, the basic themes and melodies have not changed, but there is plenty of new color to the mix, with a few music passages added to keep things interesting. Now, for sure, Roger Waters in particular has grown wizened. Now, I mean that both figuratively and literally, as his age has only intensified his beliefs. And while the delivery of his lyrics are incredibly clear-minded and much more pointed than his earlier theme albums. So at worst, this episode could be considered nothing more than a reprise of the post-Syd Barrett Band's best work, which I suppose on some level it is. But considering that approximately a half century passed in the interim from where we started back in 1966, it's rather impressive, despite my predispositions. So we will get started with the first of those 5 albums. It's called Roger Waters' The Wall. Now, we had The Wall. We had The Wall, which was performed live in front of basically when The Wall came down. And now we have Roger Waters' The Wall and all the other times that it was used for live albums by both Gilmour and Roger Waters on other solo albums. So what I'm looking here is just basically a taste of it to let you know. And I've found there's one thing that's interesting, that he added a track called The Ballad of Jean-Charles de Menezes, which is sort of a tacked onto his version of Another Brick in the Wall. And I'll let that segue into Mother, and then we can call it a day with The Wall at this point. So here, then, excerpted from Roger Waters' The Wall, is The Ballad of Jean-Charles de Menezes, segued into Mother.
Thank you.
Je voudrais dédier ce concert à Louis et à toutes les autres victimes de terror de l'État partout dans le monde. Quand j'étais jeune, moi-même, nous avons joué à Londres et nous avons filmé quelques spectacles là. J'ai un petit morceau du film ici ce soir. Et ce... Oh. Et ce morceau est de moi chantant la chanson Mother. Je vais essayer de chanter en double et jouer la guitare acoustique avec ce pauvre, misérable, fucked up petit Roger depuis il y a plein des années maintenant. Alors, dites-moi merde! Merci.
Do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like the song? They'll try to break my balls. Should have trusted government. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy down. friends for you. Mama won't let anyone dirty get through. Mama's gonna wait up until you get in. Mama will always find out where you've been. Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and clean. Ooh, babe. Did it need to be so high?
Well, thank you.
All right, that's probably the one song in today's show that is obviously a classic that could have been somewhat redundant from things we've covered earlier. Because from here, I'm going to be able to. The good thing about the fact that they've repeated themselves so much is it gives me a chance to go back and revisit some of the songs that I didn't think I had the time to air on the earlier shows. So now we're going to move on to an album, which is the only album here that isn't by Roger Waters. It's a David Gilmour album. Now, we had just played excerpts from the album Live in Gdansk. I think it was just the previous show, part 20, you know, part 21. And now he's back with an album called Live at Pompeii. Like, oh, so, like, this is why I was saying, oh, man, and these are expensive because they're all double albums. Unless you wanted to buy the vinyl version, then it's like five discs. And that's for both Gdansk or Pompeii. In fact, on Gdansk, there was ways to get that where there was actually 10 different like ways it was released. It was crazy. But in this instance, we can with Live at Pompeii, it's great because I can choose two songs that I wanted to play when the studio albums came up, but I didn't get a chance to get it. And it's also rather interesting to note that the album Live at Pompeii is sort of because of Pink Floyd back in like 45 years before this happened, because this the Gilmour album came out in 2017, 9 years ago. But about 45 years before that, Pink Floyd had put out a show, Live at Pompeii, and it became a film. It wasn't a record, but it was a film. So there's the some sort of cohesive meaning there, I suppose, to bring it back to like the Pink Floyd theme. But the songs that I skipped from previous albums are what I'm going to want to play now that Gilmour had written. And I think, well, the first track we'll play is called The Blue.
Thank you.
Shameless, you the sea. Soon the blue, so soon.
I'll play one more track from Gilmour's live album, Live at Pompeii. And it's a song that goes all the way back to 1970. It was on Adam Hartmother. It was one of the first songs that Gilmour had ever written, actually. And back then it was mostly acoustic. But he started picking up playing it at all of his live shows starting around 2006. And it's been a staple. He's pretty much kept it at every live performance that he's done since then. Like I said, from Adam Hartmother, it's called Fat Old Son. Note the guitar. It's very electric now. It's very different.
Birds are calling. summer sun and a year, the sound of music in my ears. Distant bells, new mown grass smells so sweet. By the river, holy hands, roll me up and lay me down. And if you see, don't off the ground. And if you hear, as the warm night folds, a silver sound in a tongue so strange, sing to me, sing to me. When that sky is falling,
it's that guitar solo that totally drew me in. It's so different from the way that the acoustic version was. It's about 4 minutes longer also, so I figured something completely different than what we would have covered back in the days of Adam Hart Mother. Anyway, let me remind you that you're listening to WHPC, WHPC HD in Garden City, New York. The show is American Hit Radio on Fridays. Technically, it's How Music Changed. And by the way, if you're interested, all of these shows, every single one of them is available on our website. Free access. No, don't have to sign anything or log in. It's just so simple. You can, if you're interested in music, I promise you that if you go to the website, there's going to be about a good 500 shows or maybe even more than that that are just sitting there for you to choose whichever one you want to hear whenever you want to hear it. It's fun for road trips. All right, so there you go. What we're doing now is we're really getting near the end of our coverage of Pink Floyd. We're going to have one more show after this. I'm trying to get in as much as I can because I want the last show to be focused upon the last album that was released by David Gilmour and the last studio album released by Roger Waters, which I consider to be maybe the masterpiece of his entire life. I actually like it as much, if not more, than The Wall. It moves me so much. It's called Is This What We Really Want? And I wasn't expecting to like it. And so when I guess listening to it, it just gave me shivers. I loved it so much. So I'm really looking forward to next week. I hope you'll be able to join us. But where we're at here is a studio album. Well, it's called, Wikipedia calls this Roger Waters' fifth studio album. And that's an incredible reach because what it is it's an album of Igor Stravinsky and The Soldier's Tale. And all that Roger does is I shouldn't say all that he does, but he narrates his adaptation of the story. And he's the only person who does 100% of the narration. And he's quite good at it. So I figured I'd at least give you one excerpt of a track of the soldier himself talking about, telling a certain part of the story, which I won't get into at this point, except that he's wondering why it is that nobody recognizes him. How come he's not visible anymore to anybody? So this is from The Soldier's Tale, Igor Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale, with Roger Waters narrating.
Eventually, Joseph reaches his home village. Home at last. Hooray. Look over there, there's Mrs. Gray. Hello? Hello, I say. Hello there, Mrs. Gray. That's strange. She doesn't hear me, poor old cow. She must be hard of hearing now. There's Arthur, a good old friend of mine and true, mowing the 5-acre meadow, just like he always used to do. Arthur! Arthur! What's the matter? Why does he not reply? It's Joseph, your old mate, Joe the soldier. Well, I'll be damned. The bugger just walked by. Now here's the church with its tower and bell. Hey, everyone, it's me. Come on. You all know me well. Here's the mill, the inn, folk everywhere. Men, women and children. But they all just stand and stare. Now they're rushing inside. Doors slamming shut. Bolts being thrown, curtains drawn. What the hell's up? I'll go find me mum. She'll know what's what. There she is. Hey, mother, what's up with everyone? Hey, mother, it's me. It's Joseph, your son. But his mother just stares. Then she screams and turns and runs away. Joseph can't believe it. He is appalled, struck dumb. Then across the road, he sees his fiancée. Running towards her, he starts to call out. Then he stops. She's married with two children. Finally, the penny drops. That dirty, rotten cheat. I've rumbled him at last. It wasn't 3 bloody days. 3 bloody years have passed. Now they all take me for a ghost. A spectre, dead, bygone. A corpse among the living. No longer friend or son. That cheat, that dirty, rotten cheat. What a fool I've been. Well, all right, I was tired and hungry, but to listen to the likes of him, I should have had suspicions. I should have known he was on the diddle.
but like a fool, I let him talk me out of my old fiddle. I'm done. I'm fucked, excuse my French. But I gave up me whole life. Me mother, me friends, me village, and of course me future wife. What a bloody dunce I've been. Look, nothing but closed doors. Bye, if I could lay my hands on him, I'd give that cheat what for.
Am I here? Oh, there we go. The sheet is the devil, by the way, who had basically done wrong by the soldier. It's an interesting story, and I found that to be actually worth the money that I spent on it as well. I was rather surprised, which is a good thing. The thing that surprised me more than anything, though, is this next release. Again, Roger Waters, a live album, again, which is also a live movie called Us and Them. Heidi and I sat down and watched it together this week, and I was just so drawn into it. He is so together with what he's trying to do politically, socially, and the way that he cuts things right to the quick is just so stunningly amazing and effective that I would highly recommend that you watch the film Us and Them if you get the chance. And just for the fact that there's plenty of Pink Floyd songs, of course, throughout it, famous ones, which I'm not going to play because I've played most of them already at least once, and not even in some instances, maybe three times. So I you know, things like Dogs and Money and Us and Them and One of These Days and Time, and they're all there, and it's rather wonderful, and I think you'd really enjoy it. I'm going to focus, though, on songs that come from his album, Is This What We Really Want? Because if I had my way, I'd play the entire album next week, but I think that would be a bit too much for this series. So I'll get as much in as I can, because three of the album's songs appear on Us and Them. So let's start with one of them, which I found incredibly moving. It could have been called If I Had Been God, but Roger names the song Deja Vu. If you can, listen to the words. They're amazing.
If I had been God, I would have rearranged the veins in the face to make them more resistant to alcohol and less prone to aging. If I had been God, I would have sired many sons, and I would not have suffered the Romans to kill even one of them. If I had been God, with my staff and my rod, if I had been given the nod, I believe I could have done a better job. And if I were a drone, patrolling foreign skies, with my electronic eyes for guidance and the element of surprise. Baby,
caps flat. The trout in the streams are all hermaphrodite. You lean to the left, but you float to the right. And it feels like deja vu. The sun goes down, I'm still missing you. Counting the cost of a love that got lost. And under my Gulf Stream in circular pools, there's 99 cents worth of drunkards and fools.
It's incredibly moving, if you listen to it. I don't know much about Roger's personal life at all, and I don't think it's my business to. I believe that he has a Palestinian wife, and I think that that has a big part of what brings him to the points that he makes on a lot of these songs. I mean, especially in light of the utter destruction of Palestinian culture and really and the genocide of an entire culture, pretty much, that's been happening after he wrote these songs. That's what's even more incredible about it. It's almost as though he was able to predict it, saw it coming. So it's incredibly sad. This next song takes it another step along the way. The title more or less says so. It's called The Last Refugee.
And this was the end of broadcasting for Thursday, the end of broadcasting for 1970.
Meeting 6 in Humber later. Rain then showers, moderately poor becoming good. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9.
At the third stroke, it will be 11:24:50.
Thank you.
swells, wild bathing bells, soft beneath hard-bitten shells, punch their eyeballs, erasing the numbers of redundant lovers, and search the horizon. And you'll find my child down by the shore, digging around for a chain or a bone, searching the sand for a relic washed up by the sea.
The sea.
The last refugee.
That's track two from the album. Well, would have been from the studio version of those songs is on Is This What We Really Want? But the live version is from the film Us and Them, or the album releases as well, CD release. It's incredible. Now, there's one more song we're going to play from the same group of songs, a song called Picture That. This is going to require some expeditious editing on my part. Wish me luck. But again, I think it needs to be heard and we should be playing it. So here is a song called Picture That.
As you lean on the port rail, tossing away your last cigarette, picture your finger pushing the doorbell, picture the skull and crossbones on the doormat. On the streets of Laredo, picture the Casbah, picture Japan, picture your kid with his hand on the trigger, picture prosthetics in Afghanistan.
Picture my hand turning the key.
doll in the pickup hood. Picture the tree at the side of the road. Picture my hands going steadily.
Rather intense, isn't it? Well, in 2022, during the whole thing that we were going to when we were all basically staying home and trying to keep ourselves away from each other, Roger Waters released an album called The Lockdown Sessions, the whole COVID-19 pandemic album. And he took one of his songs from one of his older albums, which fit the theme of the songs we just heard. So we'll go out with as much of it as we can. It's called Two Suns in the Sunset. Take care, folks. We'll end this series next Friday.
Human race is run. the big truth. You stretch the